Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reginald Johnson and Cynthia Johnson, your host this morning. And we are in this book study of oneness. It's been such a powerful journey into the ascension. And especially with this being the year 2012, we thought that this would be a great time for us to really understand what the ascension is as we move into this powerful vibration. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
It's a beautiful day. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, we open our hearts and our minds to the ascension gates in the Intergalactic Council of the Holy Spirit. We ask that all angels, ascended masters, and ancestors be present with us at all times to help us to be lifted up in the energetic vibration of your power and your presence, to have the Christ consciousness always around us to remind us who we really are, that we came through this stargate into this earth plane years ago, and that we are ascending, going back home. That is our map. Back home, and we thank you for the energy of love, peace, empowerment, and letting us realize that Earth herself is living consciousness, and that we are very proud and happy to be a part of that vibration, and to show others that we love them as much as ourselves. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow. So this morning, I want to talk a little bit about relationships and how we need to deal with relationships as we are in this vibration, this higher vibration. You know, probably relationships is probably the number one area where we struggle. We have a lot of struggle. And there are all forms of relationships. There's relationships with mom and dad. There are relationships with lovers, with friends, with coworkers. And all of them can be extremely challenging. We're going to focus on bringing relationships to completion and being able to walk away in loving detachment. In other words, those relationships that are not for our highest good, how do we handle them? How do we move away from those relationships? And sometimes we're codependent and we need to move past that type of a relationship. You can literally have an addiction to someone. How do you break that addiction? And how do you allow people to be who they are? In other words, how do you allow them to live and die in freedom, no matter what their error in thought, to allow them to be who they are? So let's talk about this a little bit. Oneness says that a disproportionate emphasis on little things that occur begins to bring into perspective the priorities you have placed upon certain areas of your life. And once the process of transformation is fully underway, these things spring forth. So you will begin to become aware of your own reactions to incidents and recognize your own overreaction to certain types of scenarios. Your own emotional response is your cue to tune in to categories of emotion that you harbor and that are well hidden within your energy field. Because your reactions have little to do with the individuals or the situations in question. These vehicles for your own growth have been strategically scripted into your drama as a catalyst for directing your awareness to the deeper issues still held energetically within you. All right, so let's go back and figure out what that means. They're saying that as you start developing spiritually, especially during these times, and one that's always makes an emphasis about this particular time because the vibration on the planet has shifted and things are more intense. We've heard that over and over, and they're repeating it here again. But the purpose, and you start paying attention to little things. You're training yourself, actually, to pay attention to the little things that happen, the little incidents and occurrences that occur in your life. Why? Because they are a clue to what you need to clean up, what you need to raise to a higher vibration. They say that your emotional response is your cue to tune into categories of emotion that you harbor. How are you feeling as you go through this experience? It's a cue of something that is deeply hidden within you. And then they tell you that your reactions have little to do with the individuals or the situations in question. And what did I say to you yesterday and many days before? We are being trained to look at the unseen world. When you look at the person and you project out on the person, oh, well, she did such and such to me, or they're making me feel such and such and such, or, oh, all these outside exterior experiences, it is detracting you from the work that you really need to do, which is the work, your energetic work in raising your vibration. So more importantly, and if you go to a therapist, I love it. This is the first question that they will ask you. You're espousing all this problems of this situation and how everybody is treating you. And they will ask you this simple question: how does it make you feel? So when you are experiencing a situation, stop and take a deep breath and go into your sanctuary, because you know how powerful that breath is, right? And ask yourself, how is this making me feel? How does this make me feel? Unity calls this a heart check. When you calm yourself and you go to that space in your sanctuary, it aligns it brings everything in order. It aligns it all in divine order, and there will be a peace that comes over you. Because going into your sanctuary, when in that place, when you take that deep breath, that's who you really are. Not all this other garbage that you're projecting out where the ego is trying to hold up the illusion of who you are. What's inside of you, that divinity inside of you, when you go into your sanctuary, is who you really are. And oneness is saying, don't get caught up in the drama. Move to your sanctuary and analyze what you need to do, how you need to respond to be for your highest good. They also tell you that what you are experiencing, that drama, is only to direct you to the awareness of the deeper issues held energetically within you. That's the whole purpose of it. So can you imagine going to work this morning and your boss is on you because you haven't completed a project and they've just been riding you, and you take a deep breath and go inside and say, what is the lesson here? What am I learning from this? How should I respond so that it is for the highest good of all? Remember that your ascension process is from what? Moment to moment. So just because you're at work, the ascension process is still going on, which means that you still need to be aware of how you feel and how you're responding. When you become aware of recurring scenarios that trigger a very strong emotional response, you need to take the time to distance yourself from the scene in question and look very carefully at what may be symbolized by those circumstances. So if you're in a situation, basically they're saying, have you been in situations where you say, why does this keep happening to me? Good question. Good question. Why does it keep happening to you? Deep breath. Go into the sanctuary. And become aware of your feelings. Because until you begin to do this, you will continue to manifest this scene over and over again. And the situations that most feel like a thorn in your side are those that pose the greatest potential breakthroughs for you in terms of conditioned responses that keep you stuck, playing out the same scenes over and over again to free yourself from ongoing patterns of repetition on given themes. It is necessary to attain a level of detachment. So now you're saying, okay, Cynthia, I've got this problem. Why am I continuing to go through this? I don't know why you're continuing to go through it, other than the fact that you have not learned the lesson. Well, how do I learn my lesson? You have to become detached. So let's go and figure out why. The measure of importance you attribute to a particular theme is directly proportionate to the degree of repetition you can anticipate as your life experience. In other words, the more you see this theme coming up in your life, the more you keep experiencing the same drama over and over again, is showing you how important it is to you, the level of importance you have placed on this situation. And in order to transcend that pattern and break the cycle, it is necessary to surrender to the process and cease resisting what is being present. Now, I know that we have said this before. It is a recurring theme in terms of our lesson. What's the key word here? Surrender. What's the other key word? Resist. Cease resisting. Now, based on our studies, what do we know about surrender and what do we know about resistance? Or no resistance? We have talked about this before, that we have to let it go. Surrender is letting it go. And trusting what? Trusting God. Trust in trust and faith in faith. That's number one. Number two is no resistance. And whenever you hear that combination of words, no resistance, they're saying cease resisting. No resistance means that you are embracing the situation in total love. Anytime you apply resistance, when you're pushing back on the scenario, you're placing a judgment on the scenario. My boss is always on me. He doesn't like me. I'm never good enough. Judgment, judgment, judgment. But if you stop resisting and just say, I let it be, you're actually loving that scenario. You're putting God's love around the situation. So it's the combination of no resistance, and which equals and means total surrender. That's how you get to surrender, is by releasing the judgment. They go hand in hand. Okay, here they go. Confrontation attempts to force one's will upon such circumstances and are a sure recipe for more of the same. You get into when you try to prove your point, the energy, the vibration of that confrontation escalates, does it not? You're trying to make your point, and they're trying to tell you that you're wrong, or, and you're trying to say that you're right. It escalates the negative vibration that you don't want. And it's another judgment. So when you continue to manifest adversity, despite having theoretical understandings of the nature of creating your reality, it is time to dig for the underlying common thread that ties the entire history of such experiences into a cohesive volume through which real insight may be gleaned. And all that, you know, sometimes it's very wordy, and I go back and I break it down because the concepts are very simple here for you. But they're saying you're elevated now in your awareness, and you are practicing the principles of ascension. But if you continue to have problems and you continue to have adversity, because of your heightened level of awareness, you need to stop and say, what is going on here and why? That's all they're saying. You need to dig for the underlying common thread that brings the history of these experiences into one whole volume of experience so that you're basically narrowing it down to the common denominator. Oh, you may get to the point where you say, you know what, I see where I had this experience on this job and I had this experience on this job, and I went through that. I had a couple of negative experiences on a job, and it was a common recurring theme. And what I recognized is that I was doing work that I should not be doing. I wasn't happy in it. It wasn't bringing me joy. And it was extremely stressful. And literally, I had vibrated out of that position. I was in another place in consciousness. And so you need to stop and say, if you have a recurring drama, the people and the faces change, you know, and the names change, but the situation, the elements of the drama are the same, the script is the same, figure out why you are experiencing that. Analyze it. Okay, so they're going to give you some keys now to liberating yourself from this bondage. The number one key is to remove oneself energetically from the scenario in totality. Equal in a meaning, you need to surrender and cease resistance. Because so long as you continue to have an emotional investment in the potential outcome of a confrontation, you are engaged energetically. And remember, our whole purpose in going through this course is to shift from the physical reality to the unseen reality. We want to focus on the energy. So now you have invested a tremendous amount of energy to uphold an illusion. When you remove yourself from the drama and walk away, you contribute in the most significant possible way to the completion of that theme. Release and let go. Let go and let God. For non-attachment to all things material is not limited to material things, but it encompasses every possible situation in which you are mentally and emotionally invested. Oh, breathe. Because when we use the term material, we're thinking of physical things. And they're saying it's not limited to the physical things. It's also where you are emotionally invested and mentally invested. Mentally invested, emotionally invested. Can you create non-attachment. And as you are marinating in that thought, think about some of your relationships. Can you mentally and emotionally detach from those relationships that are not for your highest good? Can you mentally and emotionally remove yourself from a job that is no longer serving your highest good? You need to be receptive. You need to have a state of openness to opportunities presented, because in that state of being, you can manifest the circumstances that best reflect your heart's desire. You know, Nania talks about when a challenge, she doesn't look at a challenge as a challenge or a problem. She says it's an opportunity. Are you open to be in a challenging situation, but to see the opportunity that is available for you to reach your highest good? Why? For that which you have wished for at the highest level is often there right before you, and it drifts by unnoticed simply because your energies were focused upon the manipulation of circumstances where the energy did not flow with ease. You wanted to stay in the drama. You wanted to stay stuck in doo-doo and try to figure out how to get out of doo-doo rather than just releasing the doo-doo. Or saying, I know that I'm going to my highest good. I surrender. One cannot hope to transcend physicality and simultaneously remain bound to it. It's not possible. You cannot force a favorable result that is not forthcoming with ease. And any attempt to do so only prolongs the time needed to transcend that conditioning. Doctor, you know, when it comes to relationships, Dr. Reggie says you have to nurture a relationship. You cannot force a relationship. If we take this lesson right now, that's pretty much what they're saying. Because nurturing equals and means what? Love. And perfect love equals and means what? No resistance. You want to know what makes a marriage work? When there's no resistance all the time. No matter what your spouse does, you can love them through that. You don't place a judgment on it. You just love them. That's all you know. You just love them. Because the minute you start resenting things that the other party does in that relationship, you are gnawing away at the thread that binds you together as one. That doesn't mean you can't express how you're feeling because you're a little frustrated. But the other party that here, if one is expressing frustration, the other party is still doing what? Loving. And when the shoe is on the other foot, the other party has the obligation to do the same. It creates a perfect relationship. There's no attachment to the argument. There's no need for one to say, I'm right. what keeps it going is when you, one is trying to defend their position. Let it go in love. Course in Miracles says, quickly agree with your brother. The Bible says, quickly agree with your adversary. Oneness is saying, release, surrender, and cease to resist. Same thing. Truth is truth is truth, isn't it? Isn't that remarkable? I love it. So the concept of non-attachment to the outcome is the key to becoming free from the tethering to the recurring dream or nightmare, which may well be in your life at present. The non-attachment to the outcome is the key to becoming free. You're not worried about how it's going to end. It doesn't matter how it ends. Why? All is in divine order. When you surrender and you know how God works, you know that it is always going to be for your highest good. But when you are married to the outcome, you are closing the door on opportunities. And guess what? When you're married to an outcome, it is literally a form of fear. And it holds you into that consciousness of lack and limitation. It can only happen this way. And that would be the best for me if it happens this way. Says who? Ego? Ooh. And I guarantee you, whatever you think is for your best good is nowhere near as fabulous as what God sees for you. The situations you are creating in these times are examples of those themes, and they are calculated to get your attention despite the level of discomfort that may be invoked in the process. So long as you are emotionally invested in that outcome, you have laid the groundwork for your continued imprisonment. You know, my father used to love to tickle me when I was a kid. And he would tickle and tickle and tickle, and I would laugh and laugh and laugh, and it would be so hard that it was just, you know, laughter at some point becomes painful when someone is tickling you, like, and it got to the point where it was really painful, and he never knew when to stop. So I got it in my head, if I don't laugh, he'll stop. Do you know how hard it is to control your body from laughing when you are being tickled? And I was, let's say, I think I was about 9. I was a kid. And one day he started tickling me, and I just said, I'm not going to laugh. 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 And he was just tickling, tickling, and nope, I'm not going to laugh. I did not laugh, and he stopped. And he didn't tickle me anymore. So long as you are emotionally invested in that outcome, you have laid the groundwork for your continued imprisonment. I had detachment from my emotion of laughter. It shifted my vibration. And understand that as we interact with each other, that shifted my father's vibration. And the situation ceased. And I didn't have to say, you hurt me, this is not fun anymore. I didn't say I didn't have to say a word. I detached emotionally. Attachment to certain individuals who you may have cast in your life script is yet another category of tethering that must be examined in these times. Certain beings are there for you in order that particular issues come to the forefront of your awareness and play out a dramatization of those themes. These individuals are there to sing a particular song. When you are complete with those issues, the song is no longer necessary. But prolonged contact with such beings only subjects you to unnecessary repetitions of discordant tunes. One should be prepared to weed out of one script those players whose purpose has been served by the shared history that has been co-created. It is likely at the levels of transcendence at which you have arrived that neither of you is served by prolonging the pattern of interaction. Recognize when you are continuing to participate in interactions merely out of habit and when the relationship is still viable and mutually nourishing. Because addiction to another being is a common occurrence in these times. And you may find that it takes a good bit of courage to let go of the familiar companionship of certain individuals. Yet when the interaction is fraught with adversity, it should be blatantly obvious to you that the potential benefit in the connection has been outlived. Harmony is the key word in all relationships in which you would wish to engage. Harmony is the key word in all relationships in which you wish to engage. Because when that harmony is not forthcoming, despite your best efforts to manifest it, one is best served by walking away from that relationship. Severing ties, and doing so without animosity, just mere detachment. I hope you're scanning your life now for those relationships. And if you have walked away from relationships and you're still harboring resentment and animosity, that you are finding the courage now to release that energy from your vibration. Because the potential benefit of terminating any relationship is nullified if one leaves the stage in a fanfare of emotional charge, if you walk out in anger, if you walk out in resentment, you still have a negative emotional charge embedded in your cellular structure. So the object is to diffuse the situation with the individual energetically. And that objective is surely not served by engaging in a poignant end scene and only fans the fire rather than puts it out vibrationally. So where are we again? Surrender and cease resisting. I'm going to open the floor now, or open our lines. I'm sorry, I keep saying floor. Open our lines this morning for discussion. If you have comments or questions on this lesson, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Okay. Well, Dr. Reggie, we don't have any takers this morning, so would you take us into our closing prayer?
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Anthony just pressed 1. Hold on 1 second. Let's talk to Anthony for a minute. Hi, Anthony. How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you all?
We're fine.
I was wondering and say what somebody's going to comment, but I guess, I don't know.
Well, a lot of people call in and then they're asleep and some are commuting, so.
Yeah. You can touch a subject to allow to resonate and soak in, because we always have so many relationships across the board that we engaged in, whether it's with our siblings, our mom, our dad, our cousin, and so on. And we're working through things, but I just want to say that it's something that we need to embrace on and cover.
Okay, thank you. You're absolutely right. Relationships are, I mean, that's our number one area, I think, in being on this planet. And we're born into a family, and that's our first relationship. So they are key to our ascension process, how we relate to our brother. And why is that so important? Because we're all connected. We're one. Good morning. 5121, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Marisol. And I was just listening to what you were saying, and I felt like it relates to me.
It felt like what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
But it feels like I can relate to that. Like, it relates to me. You know, I'm just ending a relationship, and it's so hard, though. Not easy, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So are you ending a relationship now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How long has it been?
Well, we were distance. Like, he got deported over 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing, like, you know, chatting online and stuff. But I don't know. I just felt like he's moving on. And then I feel like, okay, I have to let him go.
Right, it's hard. So how do you feel inside? Have you had to let other people go? Were there other things in the relationship other than the fact that he was deported, or was it just the distance?
I mean, every relationship has its ups and downs. I felt undervalued in the relationship, you know, but I also felt like maybe there might have been somebody in his life also. Just starting to come in. I felt like he wasn't being honest with me 100%.
Oh, okay. So now you said two key things here. Number one, you felt undervalued, and then you felt that he was not being honest. So honestly, would you say that this relationship was for your highest good?
No.
Okay. And so at this point, I just want you to forgive yourself for whatever feelings you may have had about your own self-worth or how you may have contributed somehow to this relationship not working. But understand that there's a great lesson here for you, and that is that you are valuable, that you do deserve to be loved, and to have someone who's honest with you, and that you're thankful that this relationship has taught you that lesson. And you're open now to receive a relationship that is for your highest good, where the two of you are equal. You're giving love and receiving love equally. Are you ready to receive that?
Yes, I am.
Good. And it's just that simple. So let's release our friend who's been deported in love and say thank you for allowing me to love myself. That's the whole reason for that person coming into your life, was to allow you to recognize and love yourself, to recognize your value and to love you. And it creates an opportunity for a loving relationship now, because only until we love ourselves can we really love someone else. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay. Oh, wow. I really appreciate her sharing that, because it really goes to show you how we are, how our lives are so divinely programmed. Because here she is that needed to have a lesson on her value and her self-worth and loving herself. And this relationship came in to show that, to expose just that. If she's open to understand the lesson that she needs to learn. Dr. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our closing prayer this morning? Let me find you on my keyboard.
We thank you, Father, for the people on the line. We thank you for showing us the benefit and the value of relationships of all kinds, family, romantic, and general relationships with ourselves and the universe. Thank you for showing us the power of intention and the power of who we are by learning to love, by learning to learn, and by letting our hearts be open and our minds be receptive to all relationships in our lives, that every relationship that does not work out is a divine lesson that we have to learn, and every relationship should be valued. Thank you, God, for our lessons. Thank you, God, for relationships. Like a revolving door, people come and people go. Let us honor them because they are your sacred creation and our divine lessons. As we look in the cosmic mirror of the universe, we see our reflection, our core being, the God in us, and we use that power to outreach and to form wonderful relationships for ourselves and all life. Thank you, God, is what we say. Thank you, God. Let us grow in love and live and have our being in the Christ consciousness, the divine cosmic blueprint for our ascension. Thank you for the circles of prosperity, and that is opening a lot of doors into different dimensions for our ascension. Thank you, God. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. You know, I want to thank everyone that's listening to Circles of Prosperity because we are all a collective consciousness. As your vibration raises, my vibration raises, and we're all ascending together. I love you as God loves you. We'll be here tomorrow morning, and we'll continue our discussion on relationships. God bless.